We turn now to the soundtrack of a new movie. The Revenant opens on Christmas Day, and it's already making news because the soundtrack is not an Oscar contender. The Motion Picture Academy rejected it, in part because three composers worked on the score. The primary composer is Ryuichi Sakamoto. He's appealing the Academy's ruling. Sakamoto has been writing film music for more than 30 years. He won an Oscar for his score to The Last Emperor. But as Tim Grieving reports, The Revenant is Sakamoto's first American studio film since 1992.
Ryuichi Sakamoto says he spent the past two decades working on films outside of Hollywood due to, well, a mutual lack of interest.
I'm really bad writing chase scenes or fighting scenes. I'm much better for writing like a more melancholic or tragic music.
That despite the fact that he began his career in the late 1970s with the cheeky early electronic pop group Yellow Magic Orchestra. Since then, the classically trained 63-year-old Japanese composer has zigzagged from electronica and techno to neoclassical film music to easy listening albums and even to political activism. 3 years ago, he organized a concert to rally support against nuclear power plants in Japan. But music and electronics have always been at the forefront, which is one of the reasons director Alejandro González Iñárritu asked Sakamoto to score his new film, The Revenant.
He wanted to have a layer of sounds rather than the conventional soundtrack, like melodies. The things struck me most is the beauty of nature, and not only beauty, but harshness.
The film tells the story of a man nearly ripped apart by nature as he seeks revenge for the murders of his wife and son. To evoke the brutality of man and nature, Iñárritu insisted that Sakamoto supplement a small string ensemble with the sounds of his old Prophet 5 synthesizer.
He loved coldness of my synthesizer sounds, and he wanted to keep them as much as he could. I was a little bit against that, actually, you know, because we had such a beautiful recording of the string players, but he wanted to mix them.
In addition to Sakamoto, Iñárritu invited another composer to work on The Revenant score. Bryce Dessner is also a classically trained musician who's made his name in the world of pop as a guitarist and songwriter in the rock band The National. Iñárritu had been using a concert piece of Dessner's in an early cut of the film, and he asked the composer to contribute more music like it.
What I did is all orchestral. It's string orchestra and some horn.
Dessner listened to what Sakamoto had already written and wrote cues for various other scenes, particularly in the latter part of the film, that would fit. He even wrote music that would be layered on top of Sakamoto's.
You know, the score is really woven around him, I would say. But it's a very big movie, and it kind of has many different sort of sounds and textures, and it made a lot of sense, I think, eventually for the film itself to incorporate other voices into the score.
Sakamoto himself brought yet another composer to the project. Alva Noto is a German electronica musician, but his presence was as much about necessity as artistry. Sakamoto was worried he wouldn't have the energy to tackle the 2 hours of music the film needed. Last June, he was diagnosed with throat cancer.
I was in a recovery mode this year, so of course I was concerned about my health. I used to work for 16 hours a day or sometimes 24 hours. But this time, you know, I could only concentrate for 8 hours maximum. That was the limit.
Sakamoto's cancer led not only to this unique tapestry of multiple voices within the score, it also connected him to the story's wounded protagonist in a deeper way.
This film is about life and death. So the pace of the theme, music, is based on my breath, you know, like really long breath, heavy and long, and maybe a little bit sad.
Ryuichi Sakamoto says his cancer is gone now.
That's the meaning of The Revenant. It's a returner from death. And I was very close to death, the closest moment to death in my life. So obviously that let me think about life and death a lot.
And so sometimes a film score is more than just a film score. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.